Friends, the most important week of the year is here. Are you ready? In today's video, we're going to talk about the different ways for you to be ready for this to be absolutely the best year of your life. God bless you and join me in today's video. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, so many things have happened to bring us to this Holy Week. We ask that you help us to prepare for it, that it may be a time of grace, change, renewal, and resurrection in our lives. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. St. Maximilian Kolbe, pray for us. Friends, this is a channel Uniquely Mary, and it is always a joy to make videos, to spread the faith, to increase your faith, to fill you with joy, and to help spread the gospel. If you love this channel, please hit a like and leave a comment down below about some of the things that you like and some other topics that you'd like for us to talk about. Also, if you'd like to support this channel, I would love for this to be a full-time job for me. I work currently as a therapist in Texas, which I love, but I love this even more. So you can go to Patreon, and I'll put the link right here where you can be a monthly supporter, or you can purchase merchandise on Etsy.com, where I have designed my own merchandise with the help of some websites, and that's also a joy for me to do. So in today's video, we are talking about Lent and the end of it with Holy Week. Really, it's Holy Week that we're focusing on. We've had so many things happening, you know, even here in Texas, the season of Lent, you know, the 40 days that the church uses to imitate Jesus's 40 days in the desert. Here in Texas, Lent began with a snowstorm for the whole week. I knew that God was saying something, as if he was saying, get ready. This is the Lent of your life. And then Holy Week went by. Some things were good, some things weren't. But at some point I realized that we have to focus on this end and finish well. And that's what Holy Week is all about, this last week of grace in this special season. You know, the seasons of the church are small windows into the life of Jesus, because we're wanting to relive his life over and over again. That's what the seasons of the church do. Just kind of like the seasons of the world are sort of the life cycle each year that a person goes through: birth, spring, fall, winter, and they all kind of represent different times in our lives, birth, growth, kind of where we go down, and then even our death. The seasons of the church do the same thing. Lent, Easter, Advent, Christmas time, ordinary time, along with the different feasts that are there. And the highlight, the high point of our calendar year is Holy Week, where we specifically follow the last week where with Jesus before he died. We begin with Palm Sunday, his triumphant entrance into Jerusalem, and then we continue through Holy Week till we get to Holy Thursday, where he celebrates the first Mass with his apostles, and then Good Friday, the day that he is betrayed and murdered, and then Holy Saturday, that day of rest where Jesus goes down into the dead, down to hell, to get the souls who had been born before his coming. And we end with Easter Sunday, or rather, we begin with Easter Sunday as a time of resurrection, and then 50 days for the season of Easter. And so leading up to this Holy Week, I thought to myself, you know, I want to prepare differently this year. I don't just want it to kind of roll on through doing the same things that I've been doing for Lent. I want it to be a little bit different. Lent has been one pace, but these few days just before are super important. So we have these 2 or 3 days that I'm putting this out on the Friday before Palm Sunday. So day and a half. What did I do? Okay, let me share with you some of the things that I did. So the other day I was watching this documentary on Netflix called Minimalism. And it was all these people that were talking about reducing and getting rid of all the clutter, stepping away from materialism, getting rid of everything that they can, and only living with the bare essentials so that they could have a more fulfilling life, more peace, and more happiness. Well, you know, the Catholic Church, we've been doing that for 2,000 years. We just don't talk about it. But it's important. Even secular people, as this documentary shows, have taken up this message. So how much more so should we? And I thought, you know, I want to do the same thing. I want to get rid of everything that is excessive in my life materially, like clothes and extra clutter, because I want to be ready and as light as possible for Holy Week. So I went through my room and my closet and got rid of a ton of things. And I feel great because I know that I'm beginning to be ready for this sprint of Holy Week. I invite you to do the same. You can watch that documentary. It's on Netflix. It's called Minimalism. It's about an hour and a half long. But I invite you to take its message into your life. Get rid of all the junk that you have. You cannot follow Jesus carrying 5,000 tons of things trailing behind you. You know who you are. You know you're doing it. We can't do that. One of the values that Jesus has in his life is simplicity and even poverty. Hence, we have saints like St. Francis of Assisi. And as lay people, we can't always imitate it to the highest degree, but we can imitate it. There are many, many Christians, lay Christians throughout the world that live very simple lives. Here in America, we kind of make ourselves feel better by saying, well, I have less stuff than that guy. But if we saw around the world, we'd see that many Christians have very simple lives. And so should we, because it gives us greater freedom. It's not punishment. When you get rid of all those things, it's not a punishment, it's a reward, because you are giving yourself two free hands to grab on to Jesus. But if you have all this stuff in your hands, can you grab on to him? No, you can't. You need both hands to grab on to him. So I invite you in this day and a half, even leading into Palm Sunday and Monday of Holy Week, get rid of your stuff. Get rid of it, because amazing things are about to happen. So in light of that documentary, after that, I thought, what else should I do? And it was sort of kind of born within me. Something kind of gave birth inside of me. And I thought, you know what? There are three people that I really need to write a letter to, that I want to just kind of lay some things on the table and maybe say some thank yous and some I'm sorries. Three specific people. And I thought, oh, that's a crazy idea. And then I realized, you know what? That's a God idea. Good idea, huh? Maybe I should make a t-shirt about that. And I knew that God put that idea in my heart. So I went and bought stamps, because we don't even have stamps around here. Wrote the letters. One of them was particularly difficult to write. Stamped them, and they're off. Because I know that before Holy Week, I needed to put that on the table and let it go. Maybe you should do it too. Before the graces of Holy Week start flowing, get rid of the baggage. Write those thank yous. Write those I love yous. Write those I'm sorries. You know, for instance, in AA, they do something like this, where they go and they ask forgiveness and kind of make up with everyone that they possibly can as a way of growth. Well, for Holy Week to really take root in us, for us to really be open to the resurrection, we have to let these things die. And that's what everything that I'm describing to you is about: death. Letting these things die. We cannot resurrect with Jesus this in two Sundays without dying with him. That is a Christian central theme that we often miss. We cannot resurrect with Jesus unless we die with him. We can die with him before we die. Did you know that? Did you know that we can die in this life before we die? We can die to our sins, but also to these unhealthy attachments, which are often not sins, they're defects. So people are like, well, since they're not sins, I'm not going to let go of them. We can die to these things to become even holier and partake of the power that the resurrection gives to us. St. Paul talks about this. He says something like, oh, that I could just experience the power of the resurrection if only I hold on faithfully to Jesus on the cross. He says something like that. I'll put a link to that scripture right here so you could read it for yourself. Okay, getting rid of clutter, saying your thank yous, I love yous, and I'm sorries. What else can we do? We can plan what we're going to do for Holy Week. Don't just let it happen. Plan it out. One of the things that I suggested in a different video, the best Holy Week ever, is for you to fast all week from Monday to Saturday vigil, and you break the fast on Sunday, and you do it on the typical traditional fast, bread and water. I suggested peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Maybe you can put honey on there, maybe you can put hummus, maybe some bananas, and water, plenty of water, and you can have as many pieces of bread like that as you want. You're not going to want to eat that many because you're going to get kind of sick of it, but it'll be enough to sustain you. You will not die, I promise. No one here's a martyr. No one's going to die, but check with your doctor if you're over 65 or under 13, you know the rules. But it's a way for us to take on some of that death. That's what fasting is all about. Fasting is about dying. Why? So that we can have something of that resurrection now, and not just like in 50 years when I die, or 5 for some of you. So I suggest that you plan out your fasting. The other thing is plan out your prayer events, either with your church or on your own. So for instance, we've already planned out, we're going to go to Mass here, Palm Sunday here, Holy Thursday here, Good Friday, etc. We're going to kind of do all these things, and we have everything laid out. And then also I've been writing down when my holy hours are going to be each day and things like that, and the other days, because I want to know that I'm going to be praying the whole time. I'll also put some ideas for some scripture resources or some prayer resources. For instance, the Stations of the Cross would be an awesome thing. In fact, I'm considering doing a video where I pray the Stations of the Cross with you. Let me know if you'd like that. Planning out praying the Rosary, maybe time alone, time with friends. So there you go. We need to get ready for Holy Week. And one of the ways to get ready is get rid of the clutter. Say, thank you, I'm sorry, and please forgive me. We can also get ready by beginning planning some of the sacrifices that we're going to do. Also planning some of the prayer that we're going to do. And any other spiritual activities. Don't let this week just come on by and pass by you and you're looking at it in the rearview mirror, because that's how I always think of the past. Don't let that happen. Make your Holy Week be intentional. My friends, God bless you. See you in the next video.